Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Emmanuel, when you go to sleep at night. Emmanuel, when you awake in the morning. Emmanuel, when you're catching your fourth wind of a hard work day. Emmanuel, when you need to have that family conversation. God is with you. God is with us. So what is it that keeps you up at night, keeps you from going to sleep? An ache in the body, an ache in your heart, an ache in your finances, an ache in your mind, an ache in a relationship, an ache, well, just because you feel better to be anxious about something. The sense of what keeps us up at night is a way to take an inventory of our soul. And God understands, matter of fact, that's how he became Emmanuel. He wanted us to know that he knows what it's like to be us. And so this Christmas season is to step into the full joy of what the Christ relationship is about, so that when we go to bed at night and we feel the press and pull of life, we are able to know Emmanuel and to find our peace because he is with us. God created our joy through love, and God made you to be lovable. So listen to the trail, listen to the call of joyful love in your life. If you'll follow the trail of love, if you hear the call of love, you will find joy along the way, which is why in the worshiping church around the globe, the third Sunday of Advent is the Joy Sunday. Believing that it's taken us 2 Sundays, 2 weeks, to really prepare for this week of weeks, this gift of gift, this day of days, and the birth of Christ. And therefore, joy can't be taken for granted. It has to be prepared for, to be lovable. But in our consumer-oriented culture, when we want what we want, when we want it, we want joy right away. And our own demand and shape and size. But like Arthur so beautifully gave us his joy testimony from the baptistry, is that joy is a source of love that comes from God. And that source of joy that comes from God is the love that never lets go and enables us to be who we really want to be, truly lovable, a person of love and loving others, thriving that way at home, thriving that way when alone, and enabling our business to thrive with that same sense of the joy that comes from love, the love ethic of living life. Well, Ken and Brenda read the story for us. It's a story that's familiar with most of you, but it's a story I pray that you hear freshly with a need in your life, maybe that ache for Emmanuel, that in whatever circumstances that Mary and Joseph found themselves, they confronted their circumstances with a faith-centered home life. They found who they were, wherever they were, centered in God. They found that in a crisis, would not have to control their happiness quotient, but that God would create their happiness by a trust in him. But they were given a promise, and every promise has at least one problem. Every promise that it fits the size of God has many problems that require us to trust in him as we're moving through the story. And so we find in a quick walkthrough of the deep message of how this worked in the life of Joseph. Last week, we looked at the story from Mary's point of view. That's from the Gospel of Luke. Matthew gives us the view from Joseph's point of view. Don't you kind of like it when people are looking at both sides of the issue? I mean, our choir is seated out front, and I'll ask them to vote later whether they like seeing me from my backside or my front side. But it is good to see you. And so on the both sides of these issues, from Joseph's viewpoint, we know character of his life is a character that can connect with our life. In other words, how Joseph did it, we can do it. And what happened to him is transferable to us because the Christ is the one that made it all possible. We find first, it's to claim your home place with God. When we're under a lot of pressure and stress, we can forget from whom we came and what got us to where we are. And yet here is this pressure moment in that he claimed his place with God. He remembered that his own dad was Jacob and remembered that the story of the Messiah came from the prophecy all the way back to an Abraham, to a David, from a David to the exile to the coming of the Messiah. He had a part to play, he and Mary together, in that story. You have a part to play. Your home place is a living relationship with God. Again, what Arthur shared with us from the baptistry is that we can't pretend to be there, we can't just hope to be there sometimes, but it's really making the commitment of our life so that connection is vibrant in our life by saying yes to Jesus Christ. And then we're in the whole line of the home place with God. So when the problems show up, and they will certainly do, they will always arrive within our life, they'll keep us up at night on times, is to entrust then our problems to God. Entrusting our problems to God means that we don't take them on our own, but we give them to the Lord for him to reshape them in such a way that the resources we have, the talents which we have, the capacity that we have under the size of God has the capacity to bring this problem into the size of God. And everything dwarfs in the size of God. So I trust that when you go to sleep at night and it's hard to go to sleep and you say, "Oh Lord, Emmanuel," God says, "I've got this," while you rest. You need to rest tonight. And I'm going to shape it in such a way that when you wake in the morning, you can be fresh to take it on. Now, what was Joseph's ache? What was his problem? It was a broken dream. A dream of the life of home that he had hoped to have with Mary, and it wasn't going to be that way. And so he went to bed with his own solution in hand. But God had a better dream for him. God replaced his own version to a heavenly version that would work right here on earth, but Joseph would have to change. Are you willing to change in ways that God will shape you? Her name was Eliza. Eliza lived in Kosovo. It was a time in which the ethnic genocide was taking place in the old Yugoslavia. And Eliza's husband was Muslim, and she was Muslim. And her children were growing up within the home in the Kosovo, that lower region of the old Yugoslavia. They became refugees and they went farther south in what is now known as Macedonia, and they're in a refugee community. She had a dream. It was a dream that she had one night and the next night and the next night. In the dream, there was a figure wearing a white robe in the center of the lake. And then in the center of the lake, he would call out and to say, "Come help me. Come help me." She couldn't shake the dream. It kept her awake at night. And so she took the dream to a leader, a mullah, and a leader in her faith, and to some wise people in her community of the refugee settlement. And none of them could answer the dream. But one of them said, "I know a man who can." It was a CBF missionary by the name of James. "I know a man who can." And so she took her dream to James. And James said, "Tell me your dream again and again. Then he said, I can tell you what your dream means. In the center of the lake is the Christ, the Son of God. He is the Prince of Peace, and he is saying that he needs you. He needs you to help him. He needs you first to trust him enough to enter into the water, and he wants to change your life, to transform your life. He wants to heal your hurts and to build your hope. He wants you to trust him in what we call and what he says to you as Savior. And in that is this baptism of the center of the lake." And then the promise, James went on to say, but then he said he wanted you to help him, is to share this hope with others. So Lisa went back to the same people whom had couldn't answer her dream problem, and she told them the story. And then she did it. She made it personal. She said to the man in the middle of the lake, now known as Christ, "I love you and I give my life to you." Immediately, she felt that transformation. Immediately, she felt the lift and the change in her life, like Arthur just shared with us. Like, if you haven't, is available for you. That same kind of trust. And in the trust, so the Lord comes. Now, years after that, when Vicky and I went to Kosovo and Macedonia and that part of Europe to do some short-term mission work, we met Lisa, now back in Kosovo. We met her with her family. We met her in her home church. We went to the place where her husband, still a Muslim, but seeing the change in his wife, wanted to build a church, to the brick area where the church was being built. We went to the cemetery where the genocide, many of the friends and the family members had been buried in the genocide of that cemetery. And here is the hope of the same Christ coming forward in Eliza, who saw a dream that kept her awake. And then she knew it was Emmanuel. And she followed through to say, "Come help me." In our war-torn world, and our lives turned upside down, so it is that this Christ wants you to know there is joy that comes from peace. Pushing on time, you know the story. I'm going to let you preach the rest of the sermon. You've already been saying it in your mind. And let it take hold with a deep root for you. But make sure it leads on the trail of love that will show you the joy. Make sure it takes a home in your heart that you know you have a home place with God. And a way to test that is to make sure then the circumstances in which you're living your life right now has those circumstances under the authority of God's love. And find your rest in Him by saying, "I trust my life to the Lord." And that's the Christmas year-round, day by day, and the power and the presence of God. Let's pray together. Lord, we love you and we come in the great gift of what you give, this gift of Emmanuel. You are with us. Thank you that we take a deep breath and give you our problems. And the promise of the Savior of the world. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.